Okay, the Waterford manager, Alan Reynolds. Alan, I don't know how you're feeling, because if I was you, I'd be feeling deeply disappointed, because your lads were brilliant, particularly in that second half.
Yeah, we just got to show them that we're a decent side and we try and play the right way. And you know, I thought we dominated the second half, but they caught us on the break then to get the second one to kill the game right at the death. But a good performance from us all.
First half, I suppose, they did create most of the chances. They had 13 corners. You were able to cope with those corners very well, because they kept putting the ball in. It's corner after corner, it was the same. You knew how to deal with it. You were soaking it up. It wasn't causing you any problems.
Yeah, look, besides the corner kicks, I didn't know if it was... The game first half was poor. I thought it was just flat and dead. And I didn't mind that, to be honest, because we were away from home and that. But... look, there was a lot of pressure on it. We needed to get to half time, no score. But look, they're a good side, and but we've given a decent account of ourselves. We're disappointed in there, but we're not too bad when we get going.
No, you give a fantastic account of yourselves. I mean, you were 1-0 down from Pat Hoban's goal. It came possibly at a difficult time for you, with 8 minutes to go. But in the second half, I mean, you just dominated, and you had some great chances. And then right at the end, what was your reading? It was Peary, I think, hit the post, and then Feely had the chance to tap it in. That's what I was going to ask you, because people are saying, I didn't see that it was a penalty. What happened?
Well, look, I thought Rory Feely, I pushed him up front for the last 15 minutes and
did a great job.
Yeah, knocked it by the keeper, and thought he was clipped, if I'm being honest. By Gary Rogers, the whole place thought it, but we didn't get the calls. But look, you get them some stages and you don't get them other nights. But look, we keep going and we look forward to Friday.
How are you feeling with the result? You've had two defeats in a row now, I suppose. I've seen you playing three times this season. I've been very impressed with you. We saw you down in Waterford, very impressed with you down there. You have a smaller squad than teams like Dundalk, and I think that's what's getting you.
I'd agree with you, a smaller squad and a smaller budget, but we give our best every time we play. We try and play the right way, as you've seen tonight, and there's been nothing between the two teams in the three games. So we were a team that just come up. I said, look, I'm a great admirer of Dundalk, Stephen Kenny. I think they're absolutely fantastic, and that's where we want to get to, whether we will or not, I'm not sure, but we just keep going with it.
It's just a fantastic atmosphere down in Waterford now. I mean, the RSC against Dundalk, it was a sellout, 3,500, 4,000 people. I mean, football is alive and well again in Waterford.
Indeed. Yeah. Look, I suppose we've been a sleeping giant, so it's finally woken up, and hopefully there's more to come.
And I mean, just the last question, consolidation is so important. But you'd be looking for your European place there.
Look, we just need to get back on track over the next week or so.
Do you not think you can get a European spot?
I'd like to think we'd have a chance, but it's early days yet.
Thanks a million, Alan. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Go on. Yeah, go on. All right.